Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly time together. And as always, it is on Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live, unrehearsed and unscripted, all over the world on voiceofvashon.org. My greetings today go out to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world, from Singapore on one side of the world all the way around to the other side, to the Kingdom of Sweden, and of which Stockholm is the capital, and to the Kingdom of the Netherlands, of which Amsterdam is the... actually, it is not Amsterdam, it is The Hague. And so my greetings go out to all of them, and in particular to people, Captain Joe's people, who have found me through the Voice of Vashon. And I have an addition now and a new group of Captain Joe's people who live in or near Nashville, Tennessee. I make a parenthetical observation here that at the time that I was getting caught up with my old friend Kimberly, who lives near Nashville, that just about that same time there was yet another terrible tragedy happening, and the commandant of the Coast Guard through an all-coast has just put out a message telling all of us that flags are flying, are to be flown at half-staff, in recognition of yet another school shooting. End of parenthetical insertion. So a friend of many years ago had found me through gimbaling. That is the word that we use for Google, Googling. We gimbal on from the captain's chair. And had found me that way and had found that I was broadcasting on the Voice of Vashon. And she sent, first of all, some time ago, she sent a signal to the Voice of Vashon, which I thought I had answered, but apparently did not. In any case, she gimbaled again, and this time found my email address. And so now we have a group of new listeners in the Nashville, Tennessee area of Captain Joe's people. Not only are they welcome, but it is always a wonderful thing for me, in arguably the last half of my life, to have all of these people who were a part of my life so many years ago come back. I talked last week about one of my Vietnam shipmates who, after over 50 years, had found me by gimbaling me and then finding me through the Voice of Vashon. Right across the street is a sign in front of the Vashon Presbyterian Church, right across the street from the Gene Bosch Memorial Studio. And the sign this week says, "Share love, change the world." Well, I certainly can embrace that particular philosophy, but I think we need to do more than just share the love. And so this is not only a place where people can refresh and recollect and remember, but it's also a place of action. And so when we talk about things that we can do to make the place just a little bit better, we talk about things that we can do which involve some getting up off of your butt and get moving with whatever that particular project is. The binnacle list this week: there are several of Captain Joe's people who are undergoing tests, who are awaiting results of those tests. And so for all of Captain Joe's people who are on the binnacle list, it is a reminder to you that whatever the results of those tests are, that all of you are in the palm of my hand, and that together, even if it comes as only support from all of the rest of Captain Joe's people, that you are part of a much larger group of people who really do care, really do care about what is happening to each one of us who listen to this broadcast. So I know that my friend counselor who precedes me on this program, who's been on with me before and will be on with me again, is having some tests because it's time for him to renew his FAA license. And so for all of Captain Joe's people who are being tested, who are awaiting test results, who are dealing with all kinds of difficult situations, know that you remain, as always, in the palm of my hand. Last night, Sailor, my orange cat, came and said that he needed to go on patrol. And so I let him out. This was at about 2100 hours. And usually when he goes on patrol, he is moving to next door to stir up some trouble with Mac, the little black dog. And that is the home of Michelle, she of the chain of vending machines, kitty vending machines that we have here on the island that she operates. So Sailor did not disclose the purpose of this patrol. For Coast Guard people, we patrol for all different kinds of reasons. And so I just let him out without further querying his objective. And he did not return. Did not return this morning as he was scheduled to do. I was beginning to think that maybe he was on the Eternal patrol. And the reason I was beginning to think this was that that same Michelle reminds me that eagles have been known to scoop up small cats. Now, I command a peaceable kingdom. I have an eagle's nest on my property, on the land that surrounds Captain's quarters. And I see them as late as yesterday afternoon, the large adult males flying with their 10-foot wingspans right over my house, right over Captain's quarters. So I was beginning to be concerned that possibly Sailor had been scooped up by one of these big guys and had been taken to that nest. However, he returned this morning, and that tells me that the peaceable kingdom, what I am sharing this particular little story because I have not been successful in indoctrinating those eagles to make sure that they go for the fish that's out in the sound that I can see from my deck, or that they go for mice and rats and other rodents, things like that, and to leave my cats alone. Anyway, all is well today in the peaceable kingdom. When I went to Fairbanks on the on this trip that I reported on last week, one of the things that happened was as I had been checked in at the Alaska Airlines counter, and I looked around me, and there was a Coast Guard senior chief, machinery technician, used to be called engine man, in full uniform. And he was sitting in a wheelchair, and he obviously was a gentleman of advanced years. And he was also clearly not on active duty because he was wearing a full beard. But he was waiting for transport, and I did not know exactly why he was in uniform. But he was a Vietnam veteran. I could recognize the Vietnam ribbons. He was a cutterman. He was wearing the silver enlisted cutterman's insignia, the same one that I wear in gold. And he had six rows of ribbons. And most impressive of all, he had 8 hash marks, 8 gold hash marks on his left sleeve. I've talked before about the influence that chief petty officers have had in my life and in my career. And I took the opportunity to go up to him. And I said, "Senior Chief, I am Captain Joe." I said, all of the people that I was privileged to command over the years called me Captain Joe, and that's who I am. And I said, "I want you to know that I was raised by chief petty officers. And whenever I have the opportunity, I go to a chief, whether it be a Navy chief or a Coast Guard chief." And here's a parenthetical insertion for you, that when I do this with a Navy chief, that's something that they have never experienced. No captain has ever come up to any Navy chief that I have met and said, "Chief, I owe you a debt of gratitude because it was your forebears that raised me." That's never happened with a Navy chief. It's happened with a number of Coast Guard chiefs because I always do it when I see one. So we had a brief conversation. Senior Chief obviously was distracted by all of the things that were going on around him, but he looked me right between the running lights, and he said, "Captain, I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming over." I wish for Senior Chief a long life yet, but I think that by recognizing the fact that it was his predecessors that raised me up, if I've had any success as a captain and as Captain Joe to so many Coast Guard people, then it is because, to some extent, to a large extent, the training and the experiences that I had with, in particular, the two chiefs who were with me in my first command at sea. It was just a wonderful thing, and it was made even more wonderful because after I left him and I was moving off toward the security check line, I noticed that a gentleman walked up to him who was wearing a Marine Corps cap or Marine Corps baseball cap. And he reached out and he shook Senior Chief's hands. And he made some remarks which I could not hear, but I can imagine what they were. "Thank you for your long service." And that's what I said too. "Thank you for your long service." Semper Fi to all the Marines who are Captain Joe's people who are Marines. I have 2 of them in my immediate family. And so Semper Fi to every Marine who is out there who might be listening to this particular program. Tomorrow, March the 29th, is Vietnam Veterans Day. And that brings me to the magazine for this week, which is the VFW magazine, and the cover story on the VFW magazine talks about veterans of foreign wars service officers. I am a life member of the VFW, and I urge those who are eligible to consider joining. And if you're not a veteran of a foreign war, which is one of the requirements for the VFW, and you are a veteran, then I recommend that you consider belonging to the American Legion. And so the story in the VFW magazine points out that you do not have to be a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in order to use the VFW service officers. And every VFW post has a service officer. Every VFW hospital has a VFW service officer. And when I was working through my Agent Orange registry business, the service officer who helped me out was indeed a VFW service officer. I urge every one of us who has served in country in Vietnam to get on to the Agent Orange registry, not whether you have any of the symptoms or of the presumptive conditions or not, because those conditions may come up and you may be eligible for some both care and for some disability compensation. So a recognition, a hand salute from your Captain Joe, from the captain's chair to all Vietnam veterans, of whom one of them right here is my good friend and colleague, Captain Truman O'Brien. So one of the things that I found in my trawling through, or trolling through, depending on your point of view, the YouTube is an article which proclaimed that there is an official flag of Antarctica. So, of course, I opened that up, and not only did they show a flag, but they also had an anthem, a song, but with no words to it. So I looked at this flag, and then the article showed that there were about five or six other variations of a so-called official flag. And that reminded me that because I have a glacier named for me, the Wubble Glacier, you can look for it on Google Earth, Gimbal Earth, and that I was not consulted about this particular flag, nor was I consulted about any anthem. And I remembered then that my good friend John Heap, Dr. John Heap, who was my director at Scott Polar when I was in residence there, was one of the architects of the Antarctic Treaty. And that if there be an official Antarctic flag, then it should come from the Antarctic Treaty Organization. If you're interested, then you can type in on YouTube, type in Antarctic flag, and it will bring up an article which we'll talk about and will show the photographs of the different possibilities. But so far as I know, when we are below 60 South and in the Antarctic Treaty region, there is no official Antarctic flag. And so far as I know, we need not come to attention, hand over heart, penguin close aboard, and sing or hum the Antarctic anthem, because so far as I know, there is no such thing. And if there is, I was not consulted about it. We are coming to the end of Women's History Month, and that brings me to the book for today. The book for today is entitled Breaking Ice and Breaking Glass, Leading in Uncharted Waters. The author is Vice Admiral Sandra Stoss, U.S. Coast Guard retired. She was the first woman to lead an Armed Forces Service Academy, the Coast Guard Academy. And that, of course, reminds me that the current commandant is the first woman to lead any one of the military services. Admiral Stoss wrote this book after she retired from the Coast Guard. And one of the endorsements is from General Mattis, United States Marine Corps retired, and the 26th Secretary of Defense. And his endorsement is a prime resource for any leader's library. Admiral Stoss was went to sea in the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star, and her commanding officer during her time in Polar Star was my classmate, Captain Joe Smith. Captain Smith is now across his own bar. He was the oldest member of my academy class, and had been both XO in my Northwind, and then he was after that XO in Polar Star, and then later on fleeted up and became the captain in Polar Star, and he was commanding officer for Admiral Stoss. when she was a junior officer and had a considerable influence. And she refers to that frequently in her book. The part of the book that I found to be deficient, and I'm bringing this up in the context of that this is Women's History Month. Maybe someday we'll no longer feel the need to have these special months for things like that, because it will be only for merit that people are selected. But in any case, I digress there, and I'm not going to get into that any further, except to point out that the one thing that I would have wanted Admiral Stoss to talk more about in her book, and in particular in the biographical part, would be her experiences as one of the first women at the Coast Guard Academy. And then when she was superintendent at the Academy, her experiences with what I consider to be one of the great shames in military leadership in modern times, and that is the sexual assaults in particular females, although it does happen with males, I'm sure, but in particular with females. And I've commented on this a couple of times. And when the opportunity presents itself, as it does with Admiral Stoss's book, Breaking Ice and Breaking Glass, that I would have wanted her to give us some more information and more thinking on that particular subject. What she has done is a cookbook of all sorts of leadership principles, using examples from her own career. She was the commanding officer of at least two cutters. I haven't gotten all the way through it to see whether she was the captain of any beyond the two that I'm going to refer to. The first one was Katmai Bay. Katmai Bay was the lead ship in the class of small icebreakers, icebreaking tugs that we built. And I had the first one under my command. I was not her captain. Her captain had been with me as my operations officer in Northwind. And her chief of the boat, Master Chief Mike Calhoun, had been with me in Vietnam as a very unpromising seaman. So Katmai Bay is close to my heart. And when Dick White brought her to the Sioux and became under my command, I went out with him one day, and he qualified me as an underway officer of the deck. And I got to mess around with her out in the open water, out in the harbor. She had bubblers along the side and skillfully handled, and I was not all that skilled. I needed a little bit more practice. She could be made to walk sideways in open water. Anyway, Admiral Stoss, her first command at sea was Katmai Bay, home ported in the Sioux. And then later on, she went on to command the Coast Guard cutter Reliance, which was also one of my commands. So I recommend the book. I recommend it if you are interested in a lot of prescriptions for good deck plate leadership. There's quite a bit of leadership theory in it as well. And I am pointing out what to me is the deficiency. And if I'm able to get Admiral Stoss to come on the program with me, and that certainly is a possibility. I just need to figure out where she has dropped her particular retirement hook. Get her to come on with me. I will talk to her about that. But I'm recommending the book, and it is a long book. It has a lot of information in it. And if you are going to get the book, it is published by a company called Kohler Books, Kohler Books. in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You'll be able to find it really easily if you decide that you want to buy it, or you can find it on, I don't think that it is published online. I think that you can get it only, probably can get it through that wonderful purveyor of high-quality books, Amazon.com. The other day, I was headed off-island for some off-island business, and as I was waiting in the ferry queue down at the South End, there was a procession of 8 United Parcel Service trucks coming off of the ferry. I was led to wonder, as I am led to wonder many things in life, even today, arguably in the second half of my life. I was led to wonder, now, where are all of those trucks going on this island, which is about the same size geographically as the island of Manhattan, but it only has 10,000 people? And what parcels are there inside all of those United Parcel Service trucks? 8 of them. So I connect that to my next and very quick story, and that is that in my looking through different kinds of articles that appear online, there was one that had to do with hoarding. I said, well, maybe Captain Joe would fulfill all the requirements of being a hoarder, which does not seem to me to be a particularly pejorative term. After all, the prudent captain husbands his stores for the long voyage. The other one that I always like to repeat over and over again has to do with generalship, and it comes from the cavalry, and that is that the good general makes sure that his men and horses are fed before himself. So anyway, I looked this up, and one of the characteristics of a hoarder is that you keep receiving parcels that you then have in your home. And I do that because that's how I keep my cats fed. I order from a company called Chewy, and Chewy brings with it many parcels. So I fulfill that one requirement for being a hoarder, and I have no, and I don't feel at all badly about it, not at all, at all. We have come once again far too quickly to the end of our time together. For all of Captain Joe's people, it is my pleasure and my privilege to be able to talk to you each week. For that, I am enormously grateful to the Voice of Vashon. And because the Voice of Vashon is patient with me, and all of you are patient with me, then it is necessary for me to be patient with you. And so, therefore, I am reminded once again, I'm going to reread what it says over on the Vashon Presbyterian Church. It says, share the love, change the world. And I'm saying, well, the changing of the world has to come because we also take some action. And that's what we're doing up on the captain's chair. It is, as always, for me to say that we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair on station and watching properly.